Hassan Abdullahi is an activist and member of the Somali Community Board of South Africa, joins us this morning to help us understand some of those very difficult events. Look, even if people may dismiss this place as not a hive of economic activity, Hassan, there are many operators that are actually reliant on it, are they not, of the Somali community? Good morning.
Good morning, Ripulia. Thank you for hosting me today.
Indeed. So help us understand. I mean, there are many Somali people that are operating in this particular space. In your perspective, what happened? Why did something as minor as a car accident escalate so severely to the burning out of taxis?
Thank you so much. Actually, let me start with this. It was an unfortunate incident on what transpired on other day in Port Elizabeth, between a taxi driver and a member of the Somali community in Durban, Proud BE. First of all, I want to clearly state that the way things unfolded and the violence that erupted this particular day was avoidable. It was related to road rage causing between a taxi driver and a Somali who actually understand such scenario and unique here in South Africa. As you know, taxis, they are violent when it comes to dealing with the public sometimes. But it took a twisted turn of events relating to misinformation on the part of the Somalis and the frustration on the part of taxi drivers that is common phenomenon all over the country, all over South Africa. So it all began with a, you know, argument between a taxi driver and a Somali. A group of taxi drivers joined and also attacked the same Somali driver and set his vehicle alight. This have resulted to irate the community who are majority in that area, joining the fight and taking sides in the Somali guy. Hence, the escalation of the violence. And it went out further than that when the taxi driver again patrol bumped another car that belonged to South African of Indian descent, mistaking him for a Somali. This has further worsened and escalated the situation, and it became apparent that the Indian localists, together with all residents in the area, took upon themselves and were waging counter-offensive violence that resulted to a number of taxis being set alight and burned.
So here's an interesting thing, Hassan. Okay, understandable that there was this escalation. I think the thing that's quite frightening, for me anyway, as a resident of the country, is the appearance of Kalashnikovs, military rifles, the hoisting of the Somali flag. We're way past the car accident now. What is the message we're supposed to take from this?
Okay. Let me just correct that incident. Actually, the rifles you saw was not belong to Somalis, and you cannot show me one video or one picture. A Somali refugee who is living in this country actually holding a gun. Even in that incident or any other incidents, we will help you capture that person. There is no Somali. You can see the video clearly. It was local South African Indian descent that were carrying the guns. I am very, very disappointed with some of members of my community that actually took the flag up and actually stoned and burned the taxis. And this, we have to deal with it. It happened. And it's not first time that it happened, clash between two communities. Yes. And we are willing to solve it.
Okay. So not Somalis that were wielding the weapons, but do you admit or do you accept that it was a Somali response to burn out the taxis? Because that's quite violent.
Okay,
as well.
It was not a Somali responsible. You know, let me just tell you, every community,
yes,
they have those who are doing business and there are those who are jobless.
Gotcha.
Who are frustrated. So a Somali businessman who is doing business in Koston will never allow a violent like that to happen. Or Indian even businessman who's doing business in Koston, Durban Road, cannot allow to happen such violence, because of when you have a glass room, you cannot throw a stone outside, you know, people who are passing your. So these are, unfortunately, there are those jobless, the frustrated Somalis, youngsters who come to Africa to seek better life, but that did not get a better life. You know, we're frustrated and they took, and we are dealing with them accordingly. But the majority of the business owners that live in that area are not actually happy what happened. And let me correct you. It is not only Somalis. Just we are very active And we are very, you know, sharp and entrepreneurial people. That's why people can easily name us, but they are Tanzanians, Malawians. That we're actually throwing a stone and actually part of the problem. But everyone speaks about only Somalis. If apparently you see an Ethiopian shop owner, you will say Somali owner. You don't know. They look like, and right. You cannot differentiate. So right. Really, really, the Somalis, they appreciate whatever they get from this country, and they are not taking the jobs of actually South African citizens. They are actually creating jobs.
Yes, they are. That I understand fully. I don't have a problem with the presence of Somalian people. I was just trying to understand a little bit better what the plight would be. Thank you very much, Hassan, for disabusing me where I've been wrong, and also for giving us a little bit more clarity on the events of last week. We appreciate it. Hassan Abdullahi is activist and member of the Somali Community Board of South Africa, helping us to, I guess, sort the wheat from the chaff, get the wood from the tree.